day. It is a gift from you. The world is turning in its place because you made it to lift my voice to sing a song of praise on this good day.
Here we are, back to discuss the birds and the bees, the flowers and the trees, the moon up above, and other things. If you're just joining us, this is the Doug Steffen Good Day program. Could be a prequel for things to come. They do it in movies, television shows. Why can't we do it on the radio? This is a prequel. Rich McFadden is here along with Jennifer Horn. Heather Bachman starts off the hour with her story. Richie.
Yeah.
The...
yes.
The ever-living lives of people who are in big-time radio. There's a host on the sports radio station in Boston. Actually, there were two of them, two sports radio hosts.
Try
this again. There are two sports radio stations.
Yes.
And the host in the afternoon on one of them is a guy named Glenn Ordway.
Okay.
Who's been in the market a long, long time. Yesterday... he interviewed Bobby Valentine,
okay,
who is the, I believe, manager of the Red Sox. The
right.
Red Sox are having a horrible,
yes, they are.
Horrible,
horrific.
And it's because this guy doesn't know what he's doing. And the general manager, they had the two good people, manager, general manager, both were driven out by the ownership of the Red Sox last year. So anyway,
Valentine's a good manager.
Well, he was criticized by Ordway, the host of the program. And Ordway kept going after him, so he said, listen, you keep asking me this question, I'm going to punch you in the face.
Uh-oh. He had a warning.
Apparently the interview ended after that.
Abruptly.
Yes, abruptly.
Valentine says he was just kidding. He says, didn't I say, ha-ha, afterwards?
Well, that always, of course, gets
nice
lost
try.
In the translation.
Nice try.
Of what's what. Speaking of translations, how many people have remembered... that this week is the anniversary of the death of Diana?
Oh, my gosh.
Who has thought of that?
No, we're too worried about her, one of her sons' naked
I
running
know.
Around.
Isn't that awful? Vodka nakedness.
Yeah.
Ugh.
Anyway, extraordinary person. And what I remember more about, this was 1997, so 15 years ago. Mm. What an extraordinary event it was. Because
I was with my first boyfriend on a trip to Palm Springs when it happened.
Really?
Wow.
Right, when she was killed.
Mm-hmm.
Do you remember the people along the route, the sobbing, the number? I mean, because I know, London, I know that area well, thinking about what went on in everyday life in this area of London as the funeral cortege goes through the streets, the people lined up dozens deep, sobbing and throwing flowers. Her sons walked behind her casket. Her brother, who during his funeral oration took aim at the news media, who he said had made the princess the most hunted person in the modern age.
Yeah.
Remember those words?
Yep.
And Elton John at the piano in the church in Westminster Abbey, singing the song that originally was for Marilyn Monroe, changed the lyric line so that it fit Diana.
That's right.
Yep.
Candle
That's right.
in the Wind, changed that to England's Rose. So anyway, who among us remembers where they were? It's one of those moments.
Mm.
You remember remember where you were when the moon landing took place. You remember where you were when Elvis died.
I do.
You remember where you were when Princess Diana died.
You
remember
where
the funeral.
I remember the day she died.
Yeah.
What day was it, Doug?
The day that she died was September 3rd or 4th, 1997.
So we were here.
I remember.
We were, you
here.
And I were here.
We were on the air.
Yeah, yeah. I remember watching it on television at the time.
We were on the air because the night before they said she had just broken her arm.
Oh, when she died.
And had some...
Yeah, they hid the fact that she was dead. Remember
right.
that?
Right.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. We were into that in big
And then we were
detail.
In the studio when they announced that she had died. Yeah,
yeah,
that's right.
Yep. Yep. And then I remember 3 days later the funeral and the just... not just the pomp, but the look of... genuine grief. You know how I laughed when Kim Il-jong died? I mean,
Kim
I laughed.
Kim Jong-il.
Him too.
Mm-hmm.
it wasn't that I laughed at his death, but you laugh at the way people feign their grief. The pictures shown around the world of these supposed North Koreans.
Well, that was obviously photoshopped, though. Yeah.
Well, no,
those were pictures doctored by the government.
The police on either side with guns saying, if you don't do this, we're going to shoot you. You know, that kind of
weep.
Stuff. Weep. Yeah, weep now or die. So, but the people, the faces, Brits have wonderful expressions on their faces anyway. And they could, most of them, use that power strip on their teeth.
Do you remember during that time, though, how many rumors were swirling that it was the queen that had actually ordered her death?
Crazy stuff. Anyway, I just thought that was worth a bit of remembrance time. All right, so Heather has her story in a minute. Right now, if you have sore, achy joints and have tried glucosamine and chondroitin and you don't feel any better, perhaps it's time for you to try something that's been proven through a large study to really get the job done. This new compound from eggshell membranes is called Ultra Joint. Ultra Joint is clinically proven to reduce joint pain, reduce stiffness, and do it in just 10 days. And to prove that it works, the folks who are importing Ultra Joint want you to try it free. You dial 888-809-6424, and they'll ship it to you free, too, by the way. No, I'm sorry. It's $4.95 shipping. It might as supposed to be free. Free product, 10-day trial. See for yourself, feel for yourself how Ultra Joint will make the pain and stiffness go away. Works very fast. I'm on it now. Charlotte's on it. And Charlotte's getting stiff a little bit as she ages.
Hmm.
And so some days she's better than others. This morning,
aren't
I can tell already, she's really full of it today. She's really ripping around the house. And that's mostly because she's feeling better and the kids are here. And so that makes it kind of fun. And you want to feel well. You want your pets to feel well. Now, the company hasn't told me to sell this to you for your pet. But I'm telling you, I've used it on Charlotte, and it works. So you can try it for you. Try it on your pet. Ultra Joint.
So if you want to run around the house like your dog.
Yeah, right. Exactly. Get Ultra Joint. 888-809-6424. You don't have to live with a joint pain. So why don't you order this stuff now? It's called Ultra Joint, and it's at 888-809-6424.
You'll be chasing your tail in no time, right?
Some nights I can't get to sleep. Some nights I can't stay asleep. With Unisom, I can do both.
Unisom sleep tabs are clinically proven to help you fall asleep 33% faster and keep you asleep longer, so you get a more restful night's sleep. Made with an ingredient not found in other leading sleep aids, Unisom sleep tabs are safe and non-habit forming. Just one pill takes the uncertainty out of bedtime, giving you the sleep you need.
So I wake up ready to go.
Unisom sleep tabs. Fall asleep faster. Sleep longer.
What makes this country great?
Hometown pride!
And Hamburger Helper is helping put that pride into action by awarding up to $15,000 a month to fund community projects.
Computers for the library.
Oh, new park benches.
Could your town use a hand? Register your project at myhometownhelper.com and you just might get one. Whatever your town needs, Hamburger Helper is here to help. For full program rules and regulations, visit myhometownhelper.com.
And try Hamburger Helper microwave singles. Just add water and microwave for the perfect mini meal.
Geico says, let's make life simpler.
Look, I'm all for modern conveniences. But ask yourself, do you really need a blender with 23 buttons just to chop an onion? At Geico, we think life should be simpler. So we make it super simple to save on car insurance. Just one click and you could be on your way to saving hundreds. Come on, people. Life doesn't have to be that complicated.
Geico. 15 minutes could save you 15% or more on car insurance.
Heather Bachman going beyond her usual good day appearances. This is long form radio, I think that's what we call this, right?
Long form. Okay, I'll go with that.
Yes.
Anyway, so you have a story
for short attention span people.
I came across something that really struck me hard as a parent. Silent bankruptor. This is huge thing, identity theft going on right now. One of the biggest ways of identity theft occurring is with children.
How?
And they're not, they don't know of this until they're well into their adult years. So
I've
this
heard
is
about
something
this, yeah.
that will lay dormant for decades.
Oh, yeah.
And it, I mean, it's going on, it's increased actually 300% in the past 5 years. Which is, that's a tremendous increase. And I'm talking about kids as young as 5 months old. It's been reported the average amount, they're saying from a Javelin study, is around just under 13,000 is the average of what is being incurred illegally.
$13,000?
So, right. But
what's happening is that... kids are getting their social security numbers
right.
stolen.
Yeah.
And then because you don't need your social security number as a kid for so long, people
right.
don't realize it until they check their credit and they have.
Mm-hmm. And you're not pulling your credit report.
You know,
so we should run credit checks on our kids.
On our children, which is what I was thinking.
Uh-huh.
And actually, it astounded me to find out that one of the largest frauds that has been reported is $725,000. And that was a 16-year-old victim.
Wow.
So substantial. They're getting they're going out. They're getting mortgages. They're buying houses, buying cars. They're using it for not just small things.
Here's the thing.
How do they do that?
Here's the thing. Kids don't use their social security number that often. I mean, I'm trying to think of a circumstance besides school where I need to use my kid's social security number. So how would it be stolen? You know,
they're saying, Rich, actually, a lot of it is our inside jobs as far as in the school systems, extracurricular activities,
and doctor's
sports and
offices.
Whatnot.
I bet a lot of people just willy-nilly write their kids' social security number down on their doctor's forms when they ask for it, which you do not need to give it.
Mm-hmm.
Never give your doctor your social security number.
Yeah.
Never.
The doctor
give
does
nobody.
Not need your social security number.
No.
And also, as far as schools, the Federal Family Educational Rights and Privacy Act protects students with their educational records, and it gives parents the right to opt out of sharing private information with schools and other families. So things such as if you're going through, this is back to school time, parents filling out all the forms, registrations,
never
and everything.
Never use the social security number.
Things such as the directories for school. Make sure you're asking questions of who it's being shared with, how much they're sharing. Sometimes they will put a picture along with, other information, personal information, some identifying markers such as pictures and whatnot,
right.
which are going to help these people, in their fraudulent activities. So asking questions is essential as far as your schools and extracurricular activities, where the information is being shared, how the records are being kept, things of that nature. Just, really pay a little more attention and kind of police it yourselves. And the thought I'm thinking of, do I run credit checks on my kids periodically, as they're growing up, just to check in and touch base.
The problem with checking your credit is they ding you for that.
I know.
Yeah.
I know.
Every time you check your credit,
it shows up on your report.
Right.
Yeah.
Which then shows activity, which then gives somebody reason to be able to see it.
Right. The most you can lose with any particular transaction or default is 30 points. So let's say, for example, you're 2 months behind. Something that's more serious now. You don't lose 30 points for being a month behind. But this, you default on a car. You default on making your payments, and therefore, when that gets reported, you lose 30 points. So let's say you had a 690 score, you'd have a 660 after that was reported. Now, if with children, and they get this sort of thing, the more, again, you're checking it, it's going to go down incrementally. So they got you coming and going. That's what really annoys me about
this. Just watch the information being shared.
All right, some good advice from Heather. It's 21 after on Good Day.
Don't throw away leftovers. Instead, throw all your leftovers, vegetable peels, eggshells, coffee grounds, pizza crusts, and more into the Bokashi. If you love to garden and compost but don't like the hassle of turning a compost bin or the smell, then check out the EM Bokashi Food Waste Recycling System from Terraganics. Finally, a way to recycle all your food and plant waste safely and effectively and stop using fertilizers. The EM Bokashi Food Waste Recycling System. Rather than decomposition, the Bokashi system uses fermentation to break down waste, so it takes less time to create nutrient-dense humus for crops or gardens with no turning and no obnoxious odors. To learn more and order your Bokashi online, visit Terraganics.com and click on the orange button. That's Terraganics.com, spelled Terraganix.com, or call 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Recycle all your food wastes in about 6 weeks with the Bokashi Food Waste Recycling System from Terraganics.com. Terraganics, life's getting better.
Iodine protection packs from hempusa.org are now in stock for immediate delivery worldwide. Our iodine protection packs include microplant powder, green life kelp, red palm oil, and our clear roll-on iodine that will feed the body the iodine it needs. All iodine protection packs are in stock. Save you money and ship for free in all 50 states. Visit hempusa.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
HempUSA.org has a revolutionary wonder food for detoxing the body and rebuilding the immune system.
Microplant powder can help unclog arteries and soften heart valves while removing heavy metals, virus, fungus, bacteria, and parasites. Plus, it cleans and purifies the blood, lungs, stomach, and colon. Keep your body clean with microplant powder. Visit us at HempUSA.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
Big girls don't cry.
Big girls don't cry, but you know who does cry, Doug?
No, Richie.
Babies.
Babies do cry. That's
and
true.
You know where babies cry sometimes, Doug?
Sometimes airplane. In their beer.
Airplanes.
Oh, airplanes.
You ever get on the airplane and then that couple sits down right
I
next
want
to you?
Move.
And you're like, oh, no.
One of the reasons trapped. You think it used to be to sit up front was to get away from that, but now these parents are often bringing their children into first class as well, so you have a hard time escaping it. You're right.
So, and but we've all been there. We've all been on
there,
planes with
that.
Kids, and we know we're like, oh man, how's this going to go? Oh no.
Yeah.
Well, a couple that was traveling with their two very young twins were worried about whether they might disrupt their fellow passengers on the flight. So, they handed out goodie bags to all of the passengers on the flight.
The parents did.
Containing little candies.
Oh, cool.
And a message saying that if you want earplugs, that we have several earplugs for you.
I love it.
So
that is really funny.
Isn't that really cool?
Very type A.
So it's let me see. I really, really am nervous. This is the note that they put in there from the kids. I was really, really nervous about getting on the flight with them, said the mother. But the note basically said, here it is. Here it is. Hello, we're twin baby boys on our first flight, and we're only 14 weeks old. We'll try to be on our best behavior, but we'd like to apologize in advance just in case we lose our cool.
Ah, sweet.
Get scared or our ears hurt.
Yeah.
Our mom and dad, a.k.a. our portable milk machine and our diaper changer, have earplugs available if you need them. We're all sitting in 20E and 20F. If you want to come by and get a pair, we hope that you have a great flight.
That's awesome.
That is really awesome.
I love
cool?
it.
Yeah, there were a couple of people on the flight that said, come on now, we've all had kids on the flight. I don't know why you need to go to all this trouble to apologize to everybody in advance. But for the most part, overwhelmingly, everybody on the flight thought it was really cool.
Yeah.
Yeah, and especially because it was their first flight and they're twins. I mean, that's a big responsibility to travel.
14-week-old twins, I would be scared to death
really?
To get on an airplane.
Now, see,
no, that's silly.
Don't
see, you're exaggerating What an exaggeration.
What?
Toddlers that kick your seat. That's
that drives me nuts.
Yeah.
I'm ready.
Yeah,
to,
I would rather.
And you turn around and look at the mother and she glares at you.
You don't do anything. Oh, yeah.
And your children are disrupting the flight.
Boom, 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 boom.
I'm super hyper overreactive when my kids are on the plane. My kids are good on the plane. They fly enough. My kids fly two or three times a year. So they've got the routine down and we've got the routine down. But a lot of it came from when they were 2 years old, me telling them 1,000 times, get your foot off of the seat, get your foot off of the seat, get your foot off of the seat. And be quiet. Remember, there's other people here who are trying to, you know, take a sleep or read or whatever like that. And it's just practice. And, you know, we've been fortunate enough to be able to travel a lot with the kids. If they don't have a lot of experience, it's tough for a little kid.
Yep.
They get bored.
Yep. They do. But think about this in light of what we were talking about. There was another conversation going on here about American Airlines and the trouble Glenn Beck had. And then there was another problem with a husband and wife who had a child has Down syndrome. The pilot wouldn't let them on the plane. If you handle this stuff correctly, then and I'm talking about on both sides. See, the airline, I'm sure the crew on this plane played along with what they were doing, and so it made it a pleasant experience. That's all you have to do is be pleasant, be there, be in the moment. And at that moment, the people on the plane were okay. So I, whether the children were upset or, you know, up and down, it hurts their ears, that kind of stuff, they cry because they don't know any better. This was such a wonderful gesture. And that's all it did. How difficult was it to do that? You go buy a few things, you put in a little bag.
Yeah, being thoughtful.
It's very thoughtful.
Yeah.
That's
very,
really cute.
Very
like
cool.
It.
Yep. It's 20 and after. Dr. Jay Kumar joins us in a few minutes here on Good Day.
Hey, guys, look. Prostate problems are no laughing matter. And if you're tired of getting up at night or it takes forever for you to go, then it's time to do something. The Prostate Formula from Real Health Laboratories has been helping tens of thousands of men support normal prostate function and free urinary flow for 15 years. For a limited time, listeners of this radio station will receive a special offer by going to www.prostateformula.com. That's www.prostateformula.com. Found in fine drugstores everywhere.
The war had been gone for 2 years, and I got the calling. I got the calling to join the service and support the boys over there.
Thousands of American troops have come home from the wars in Iraq and Afghanistan, suffering the effects of post-traumatic stress and traumatic brain injuries.
I never thought that I would have PTSD. I thought that I had enough coping skills.
I don't think anybody who goes into combat could ever honestly say that they're not different when they come home.
What you take as a simple thing is not so simple for me anymore.
I'm going to have my good days and my bad days, and I really don't like those bad days.
I would say to those people that are out there, don't brush us aside and don't count us out.
Help the USO support these troops and their families. Hear more of their stories at usoinvisiblewounds.org. The wounds are invisible. The stories are real.
Staples Copy and Print knows you need to promote your business.
Trifold, full-color, double-sided brochures.
As you expand to a new area.
Business cards, postcards, car magnets.
So your business can thrive.
Business forms for invoices.
Because at the end of the day, only one thing is really important.
More invoices.
So you go to the one place that has it all.
Staples.
And prints it right.
Staples.
Staples. Right now, buy 250 business cards or postcards and get 250 free. Details in store or at staples.com/250free. Ends 11/10/12. Staples.
The GCN. Radio Network, providing the world with hard-hitting talk radio. GCN. Great talk radio starts here.
We've all heard the phrase, don't judge a book by its cover. A wise saying for sure. Now apply that wisdom to nutrition. Don't judge milk by the animal. Camel Milk, the best-kept health secret ever. See for yourself at CamelMilkForSale.com and look for the Summer Camel Milk Special. Loaded with health benefits far superior to other milk, Camel Milk has antibacterial, antiviral, and anti-tumor properties, is rich in B vitamins, and is 3 times higher in vitamin C than cow's milk, 10 times higher in iron. Plus, it contains 52 units of insulin-like proteins per liter, effectively lowering blood sugar levels. Many of our members testified that drinking Camel Milk reversed diabetes and greatly improved autism. Camel milk comes fresh or frozen from your trusted local family farm, shipped on dry ice to preserve freshness. Go to camelmilkforsale.com now and look under products and pricing for the summer special with free bonus pints. That's camelmilkforsale.com.
Healthy soils grow healthy plants. So before you plant your survival garden this year, is your soil healthy? Maximize your crisis garden soil with EM1 from Terraganics. EM1 organic soil conditioner, fertilizer amendment, and compost accelerant provides healthier gardens and faster, efficient garden composting. EM1 from Terraganics.com quickly improves soil structure by increasing nutrient availability and converting organic matter into soil humus. This improves seed germination and root growth, improves plant quality, size, color, flavor, nutrient value of fruits and vegetables, and improves shelf life. And when rain is not in the forecast, no worries. EM1 improves moisture retention in soils, helping reduce drought stress. Just like you prepare all else, prepare your crisis garden for maximum yields with EM1 from Terraganics.com. Order now at TerraGanics.com or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Terraganics. Life's getting better.
Do you owe the IRS money that you can't pay? Are tax liens and levies ruining your life? Are you tired of being afraid just to go to the mailbox? If this describes you, then Dan Pilla can help.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla, and I've been solving tax problems for more than 30 years. In fact, I wrote the book that made it possible to negotiate settlements with the IRS, and I've helped thousands of people do exactly that. Call now at 800-346-6829 to learn how I can help you. You know your IRS debt will not go away by itself, but you don't have to live in fear anymore. New changes to IRS policies will help more people than ever before eliminate their debts once and for all. There's no need for you to suffer another day with IRS debt. Call 800-346-6829. I can help you eliminate wage and bank levies, release tax liens, and negotiate a settlement with the IRS that will put your tax nightmare behind you forever. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, taxhelponline.com. That's taxhelponline.com.
Things that are going on here are translucent. Is that a good word for conversations like this with Dr. J. Kumar?
Translucent.
They are.
How are you applying it to this conversation?
Well, the light. You see the light across the light. Not transcendental. Oh, I don't know. Jay, have you ever studied transcendental TM?
I'll take both those adjectives. You know, really? Jennifer and Doug, transcendental, translucent. You know, beyond the ordinary, transcendental, and translucent beyond the light.
Transpirational is inspirational and transporting across.
How about transvestite?
Trans, probably not.
No. I don't think I'm going to take that moniker.
What I like about Jay is that he continues to send encouragement and support to a lot of people, helps a lot of people in person, helps them through his work on his website, drjkumar.com. It's K-U-M-A-R. As always, good, penetrating, thoughtful ideas. We're not here, if you, let's see if I can, I'm editing as I go along here.
This ought to be good.
For a good time, don't call Jay. And I say that because Jay
what
doesn't.
What are you talking about?
He doesn't laugh a lot. He's pretty serious. I mean, I think he does in his own personal life.
He's deep.
He's pretty. Yeah, he's provocative.
He's not serious. He's deep.
Well, I think a little of both of those things. And at any rate, so now that we've spent 2 minutes of your life extolling the value and virtue of you, Jay, let's bring ourselves around to understanding how you can use you being Jay, but you hypothetically being anybody, Heather, Jennifer, Rich, all of us can encourage, all of us can support, all of us can be in service to others by helping them. The most important thing is to listen. And I think that's a That's really a gift that a lot of people don't have, Jay. You can learn anything, but most of the time people would rather talk than listen, right? Do you find that the case when you're working with people individually?
Well, you know, I'll say this, that the ability to listen is really reflected of your ability to feel compassion, empathy for others. Mm-hmm. And, you know, something we're just remarkably just understanding about the human brain in just the past 10, 15 years is that we've always kind of been assuming that the human brain was always, you know, was mostly the focus on the brain from neuroscience to psychology was on, you know, stress, anger, fear, judgment, jealousy, self-sabotage, all these types of things. But what's really amazing in just the past 10, 15 years, we're now beginning to understand that the human brain is actually wired not only for these emotions, but more importantly, we are wired, literally our brain is wired to experience empathy and compassion and the ability to feel and listen to other people. Now, it is an exercise we have to do. You know, the brain, like any other muscle, you know, for those of you who do sports or exercise, you know the importance of exercising a muscle to gain strength. Well, the same, you know, application or the same rule applies to our brains. We have to cultivate these aspects of compassion, empathy, the ability to listen to other people. And this is the great thing about, you know, what I love to share with my students at my university or my clients or, you know, all of you here as well. There are tools that we can do to cultivate and to strengthen and fortify these parts of our brain to make us more empathic, more compassionate, the ability to experience that sense of, you know, listening to other people. And so the first thing that I think is the most important to do is, you know, to reach that goal is to really cultivate a deeper understanding of being empathic and being able to listen to your own self.
Empathic and empathetic. Empathy, having empathy, having... Well, the difference between empathy and sympathy maybe is good to note here, Jay.
Yes. So, you know, I won't go into a clinical psychological definition, but I think for the lay person's term is that empathy is being able to recognize the emotions or the qualities of other people without having to drop into that same sense of emotion. So sympathy, you know, sympathy is like, oh, I feel sorry for you. That's great, you know, but empathy is like when you have the emotional quality of feeling that other person's pain or suffering as well. You know, so we can be sympathetic, you know, hey, you know what, you know, you hear about someone passing away, like a dear friend, you know, someone you may not know so well, like the spouse of a good friend or like the colleague that you don't really know that well in your office. You might have sympathy for their family that this person's passed away or something sad happened to, you know, to them. But empathy is dropping into that emotional space and really feeling the pain, the suffering, and what that person's undergoing. And here is the beauty about this, Doug, and to Ollie and to Heather and to Rich and to Jennifer and everyone out there. We've just discovered that the human brain has this system in the nervous system called mirror neurons. And I've talked about this before, but I'm just like so psyched about this. I'm going to just repeat it as many times as I can to help you understand it. Mirror neurons are these part of our brain that allow us to experience the emotional state of others. So here's a nice example to come and put this in concrete terms. When you're watching a movie, and you see someone laughing in a movie, or someone on the street joyful or holding hands or kissing, the same part of your brain fires as if you're experiencing that same state as well. The converse also holds true also. When we see people in suffering and in pain, when we saw the earthquake victims, you know, the tsunami in Japan, or the day in Haiti, or when we see images of people in Syria being killed or shot, the part of our brain that sees that person in pain, you know, will experience it as if we're having the same sensation ourselves.
How so? Why, you know, do you feel? This is something, by the way, I find fascinating. Over the years, Richie, you and I have talked about this, or we talked with folks who not necessarily get the concept, but here's the idea. When I think depending on how sensitive you are, you can feel others' pain. If a friend of yours has a headache, you're connected to that person. Sometimes you get the headache. There's a way of helping, and this is what's so difficult for people to understand because it's unusual or it's hard to grasp that this sort of thing happens because we're so used to the five senses, we don't necessarily get the sixth sense of being able to...
So mirror neurons, I will maybe advocate, is what's responsible for us having that sixth sense, a hunch. Like you sometimes know it's when, when your wife or your husband or your children or even your dog is not feeling well, you kind of know what's going on.
And by the way, the dog can feel it from you.
The dog feels it as well. Here's the most remarkable thing. You can sense my enthusiasm when I talk about mirror neurons. Yeah. Not only have we discovered that humans have this mirror neuron system, we've also discovered that there are only about 5 or 6 species on the planet that have them as well. So in addition to humans, higher primates such as chimps,
dolphins,
chimps,
are very sensitive.
Higher primates are chimps, dolphins have them as well, as do elephants and also dogs. And so, they also say, dogs are a human's best friend, and there's this ability that dogs have. When a dog sees its owner in pain or distress, it will automatically come right over to you.
It's amazing. Charlotte picks up on, and your dog does too. Most all of us can say the same thing. Any kind of stress, and Charlotte is right there on top of me.
Yeah, I know people who may not be dog fans, you have cats or other pets. We don't know for sure if those animals have them, but we do know...
Cows have it.
See, dogs have it. We know
cows.
Sure.
I know cows. I have cows that have been around here. The oldest cow here, a cow named Peaches on the farm, she is extraordinarily sensitive and really able to communicate. She listens. She responds. She's really developed in a very interesting way.
So here's what we're also discovering, is that there's some people who are born who lack a proper mirror neuron system. And what they're showing is that children, or adults also for that matter, who are autistic, who really have that inability to sense or to feel the emotional state of other people. People who are probably psychopaths or sociopaths also lack this proper mirror neuron system. But what we're now discovering, and here's the beauty about neuroscience and what I study and advocate and teach, is that we're discovering that the human brain can be altered and rewired. And like a muscle, the human brain can develop strengthen its neurons to promote the sense of empathy and the sense of compassion. And one of the best ways to do this is to begin with yourself. One of the best ways to begin to cultivate this aspect of the mirror neuron system that enables you to experience compassion, empathy, is to instill this sense of empathy and compassion and gratitude and forgiveness to yourself first. And that begins the journey. Mm-hmm. That begins the process. When you can begin to experience a sense of forgiveness or compassion to yourself, that allows you to cultivate and to strengthen the ability to give compassion, empathy to others.
So if you're listening carefully right now to what Jay is saying, Dr. Jay Kumar, you might want to go to his website, drjkumar.com, and explore with him any number of ways of enhancing your own ability to be better. And that's really what this is about. The work requires sometimes prompting and a little bit of help, but you got to do the work. You can't. Somebody else isn't going to do the work for you.
If you want to lose weight or get a better body or lower your cholesterol, it takes work.
Yeah. All right. Let me ask you.
Your brain.
Before we run out of time, there are ways that you also use other tools, and it's pretty clear in terms of current events that we're going through a very tough time. Most everybody, if you talk to people the last couple, 3 weeks especially, and today, you would find people would tell you they don't know what's going on, but they know something is going on. Can you add any light to what the energy is that seems to have people so distracted and distressed? Because it's a universal problem at the moment.
Of course. You know, it's, I think, you know, like this, maybe the one way to answer that, I feel very strong. This is my personal opinion. So this is just, this is not Dr. Jay Kumar, the professor and academic speaking. This is Jay Kumar, just the personal human being speaking. I have thought for the longest time that the humanity is on a big shift. We are awakening to a whole new worldview, a whole new paradigm. What it means to be human. What it means to be interconnected, what it means to be whole and complete and really feel that we are one species. Now, this might sound like very woo-woo and very New Agey spiritual.
Woo-woo! More than woo-woo. Woo-woo.
I know. I think it's not woo-woo, it's woo-hoo, you know. But I really believe that when you look at from the perspective of neuroscience, over the past, when you look at the evolution of the human brain, the human brain has always continues to evolve and grow. We've actually, believe it or not, we don't actually have one brain. We actually have three brains. There are three parts of the human brain. One is the reptilian brain, which is the primal sense of the response to fear and that fight or flight response. The second part of the brain, which is a little more recent, is the brain that's responsible for emotions. And the third part of the brain, which is the most recent in the past few, million, 100,000 years, is the part that is the rational brain, is the part that allows us to experience cognitive thought, higher function, intelligence. But there are many people, including myself, and this is where Dr. Jay Kumar is also coming in, I believe that instead of being, Homo sapiens, we're becoming Homo empathicus. And we are becoming more empathic, compassionate people. And this is part of why we're seeing a sense of a great shift happening. The human brain may actually be developing a whole new layer, a whole new aspect of the human brain that allows us to feel that sense of interconnection, that sense that we are all just one species.
So we're learning, but it's a slow process, and something it just
comes easy. And I like to say, the shift is about to hit the fan, and depending what side of the fan you're on, depends how smoothly you're going to go through this whole process.
So I wanted to share that with you a little bit. Those of you in the practical sense, the energy that's around us has been the last month or so. I may evolve into something better in a week or two. That's kind of, I want to give people short-term hope as much as long-term hope, because everybody's...
Right. One thing, maybe the last thing I'll say is that despite all the changes that might be happening around us, whether it's in your life, in the planet, or the world, just begin your day by just taking some simple, deep, centering exercises that can allow you to stay anchored through all these changes that are happening around us. And one of the best ways to do this, which is so simple, is just wake up in the morning and just take a moment and just deep breathe. Now you're going, how can that really shift my ability to anchor? Well, here's the thing. When you can just take an opportunity for maybe just a minute and just do some deep, simple, slow breathing exercise, what this does is it allows the relaxation response to the brain to be triggered, and this enables you to stay grounded and calm and centered throughout the day. And maybe something, I'll pick that up, when I'm back on next week.
Dr. Jay Kumar, again, check out the website, Dr. Jay Kumar, KUMAR.com. We all have a lot to learn, and it's good to have a good teacher, a guide, somebody that can help put us in a place that maybe a lot of people haven't thought. Not that you don't want to go there, you just don't know how to get there. Thank you, Jay. The matter at hand, thinking about what's better for each of us, one of the things that is important for all of us to do is to support things that are outside of us. I think that's what Jay was saying. And here's a wonderful way for you to help people who are returning home, men and women in service to our country. If someone gets a Purple Heart because they were wounded, there's a group called the Purple Heart Service Foundation that provides a lot of services and programs for those veterans. But then it turns out, when you dig around even more, you'll find these people in the Purple Heart Service Foundation are providing a lot of services for people who are in various services, and they aren't necessarily people who just got wounded. The Purple Heart Medal is something that certain veterans get, but the Purple Heart Service Foundation helps all veterans get their programs and helps them with claims and education and training and medical care. So if you'd like to help out this organization, very worthwhile group, if you're a veteran, you can donate a car, you can donate a boat, or you can donate some cash. It's all 100% completely tax deductible. Call this number now, 877-743-1631. Again, that number for the Purple Heart Service Foundation. Give and give generously, 877-743-1631.
America, land of the free. But how free can you be, really, when internet viruses and malware can attack your computer? Sure, you have antivirus protection, but it's not free, is it? Until now. Now, Zone Alarm offers free antivirus protection. And independent studies show that Zone Alarm provides better malware protection than even Norton and McAfee. And they're not free, are they? Declare your freedom and go to GetBetterForFree.com. That's GetBetterForFree.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP. As slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Visit GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.
Former president states the case to back the current president. I'm David Weiss, and this is News That Matters. The second night of the Democratic National Convention in Charlotte, North Carolina, belonged to former President Bill Clinton, who became the first former president to formally nominate a current president.
I proudly nominate him to be the standard bearer of the Democratic Party.
And that was followed by this.
Only one man can nominate, but we can all second. Do I hear a second?
Los Angeles Mayor Antonio Villaraigosa getting the crowd cheering there. As for President Clinton's speech, he covered plenty of ground, and it went on for a while, Clinton asking and answering some questions along the way.
Is the president satisfied? Of course not. But are we better off than we were when he took office?
He went on to say Republicans have the wrong slogan for America.
We believe that we're all in this together is a far better philosophy than you're on your own.
And the former president also talked jobs, offering this tally of new jobs created during the Obama administration.
President Obama, plus 4.5 million. Congressional Republicans, zero.
All of this leads to tonight, the final night of the convention, in which Vice President Joe Biden and President Obama formally accept their nominations for a second term and then deliver their speeches. The president's big speech was moved to the convention's indoor venue because of the threat of storms tonight. The original plan had President Obama speaking from a huge outdoor football stadium, as he did at the Democratic convention in Denver in 2008. Now, here's something else that will matter to you.
This is my parents' Mercedes M-Class. And one day, I'll drive my kids to school in it.
Don't look now, but someone else just may have their sights set on your certified pre-owned Mercedes-Benz. And who could blame them? After all, every one of our certified pre-owned vehicles undergoes a rigorous inspection by factory-trained technicians to ensure it meets the uncompromising standards of Mercedes-Benz. And considering we invented the automobile, those standards are indeed high.
I might even drive them. It's a long way to school.
Plus, every one comes with a warranty and roadside assistance for up to 5 years and 100,000 total miles. And now, with 3 months of Sirius satellite radio. Come in for exceptional financing on our certified pre-owned vehicles today. And remember, if it's not at your authorized Mercedes-Benz dealer, it's not certified pre-owned. Today could be the day you get not only the car you've wanted...
And no way am I letting my kids put their feet on the seats.
But the car they'll start wanting.
See dealer or call 1-800-FOR-MERCEDES for complete program, including certified pre-owned, limited warranty, and Sirius satellite radio details and limitations.
On Wall Street, another mixed day for the markets yesterday. The Dow wound up with a 12-point gain to 13,047. S&P down a point. NASDAQ dropping 6. Oil prices up 6 cents a barrel, finishing at $95.36. Isaac, the storm that just won't die. Storm-weary Gulf Coast residents are watching a remnant of Hurricane Isaac that has made its way back into the northern Gulf of Mexico. The National Hurricane Center gives it a roughly 50-50 chance of becoming a tropical storm. This system triggered rain showers and a tornado warning in New Orleans yesterday as it headed south out of Alabama and Mississippi. We've got an auto recall to tell you about. Ford is issuing its third recall for the brand new 2013 Escape. This time, the company says a part could come loose and lead to fires near hot engine components. About 7,600 SUVs made from last October through last month are covered by the recall. The 2013 Escape went on sale in June. The most serious recall was the second one back in July. Three fires had been connected to faulty fuel lines that leaked. The other recall targeted carpet padding that could block the brakes. Couple of closing notes related to our ever-improving 21st century technology. Nevada has become the second state in the nation to let residents register to vote on Facebook. The Secretary of State's office there has created an app to help nearly 700,000 eligible people who still haven't registered for the November election. Only a matter of time before we start voting by using Facebook. All you have to do is click like on one candidate or the other. And something else that's changing in our high-tech world, we seem to be doing less of this.
That person you have called...
Don Phillips.
Is not available. To leave a message, press 1. To leave a callback number, press 2. To mark this message as urgent, press 1.
That's enough. Let's face it, we don't have time to hear all the menu options and to leave a message. And on the flip side, we don't have the time to listen to voicemail messages. The internet phone company Vonage reports voicemail messages were down 8% in July as compared to last year. An increase in texting, instant chat, and transcription apps are all cutting into the leaving and retrieving of voicemail messages.
When you are finished, simply hang up or...
Oh, I'm going to hang up all right. I just wish I could slam the receiver down like you could on one of those old phones. Ooh, that felt good. I'm David Weiss, and that's the news that matters.
And now Geico presents 30 Seconds with Maxwell the Pig.
Hey, everyone. I'm Maxwell, and my life is kind of awesome because whenever Geico wants to talk about their new mobile app, they're like, hey, Maxwell, you feel like coming to the studio and talking about how the app lets you manage your policy, you know, and get roadside help and even customize it with your favorite Geico character? And I'm like, maybe. Are there going to be snacks?
Everything you love about Geico, now mobile. Download the new Geico app today.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally, and it's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.